with a 2.27. Jatasya hi dhruva mrityur dhruvam janma mrutasya cha tasmad parihari arthe natvam shochitum arhasi. Krishna is continuing his series of instructions to help Arjuna become free from grief. And that intention is seen from, again, the repetition, natvam shochitum arhasi. So, 2.25 had nanu shochitum arhasi. 2.26 had nainam shochitum arhasi. And now this has natvam shochitum. This has natvam shochitum arhasi. The point is, it does not befit you to lament. Now, what is Krishna saying in the verse? Jatasya hi. For one who is born, dhruvo mrityur, death is certain. Then dhruvam janma mrutasya cha. And for one who is dead, birth is certain. Tasmad aparihariye arthe. Therefore, in the unavoidable discharge of duty, do not lament. So now, the first fact is understood by all of us. Jatasya hi dhruvo mrityur. And everyone who is born has to die. Now, why this is so is an unsolved philosophical mystery. Now, why does death exist at all? Why are all of us born with a sentence of death on our head? Now, of course, we don't like the sentence of death, and that's why we try to deny it, we try to hide it, and we try to act as if we are never going to die. But no matter how we act, still death is inevitable. And often the tendency is to think of death as a remote, distant event, and all the more so an event that happens to others. But the fact is that death is going to happen to all of us. When we talk about death, we talk about it in a hollow, abstract sense. But that sense, which gives us a sense of complacency, that sense of remoteness to death, that is jolted when someone in our vicinity, in our acquaintance, or among our loved ones dies, and dies unexpectedly, suddenly. So, but still, again, the covers of illusion come up, and again we forget the inevitable death sentence upon our heads, and we continue seeking to bury ourselves in trivial pleasures and pursuits. Now, death, in order to for us to get some sense of the immediacy of death, of the inevitability of death, we can try to get a sense of the immediacy of death. Immediacy doesn't mean that death is going to happen immediately, but it may or may not happen. We may die in the next moment, or we may live for several decades. But the point is, death is not just a distant event, it is a evolving process. Every moment that our heart is beating, we are moving closer to death. Every breath that we take in and take out, our quota of breaths in this body is coming closer to the end. And we are all actually thus on the path to death. So, even biologically, now medical science claims that death is rather than an event, it's a process of gradual shutdown of the bodily functions. Now, of course, death is also an event in the sense that at one particular moment, the soul leaves the body. And that is the moment of death. But along with it being an event, it's also a process. You know, those who are in hospice care, they know how the last moments are preceded by certain symptoms. Symptoms that can indicate to people who is how far the patient is from death. And they can accordingly make preparations to help the dying person have a peaceful, dignified departure. So, in medical science, it recognizes that death is a process, and in the process we come and those who are dying, those who are terminally sick, they are inching closer and closer, inexorably, towards the event that we call death. But that inexorable process is happening at every moment. Now, not only is our movement subtle, but the end is also invisible. So we don't realize, as we pass through the days and weeks and even hours and minutes, we don't realize that we are moving closer and closer to death. Instead, we think that we are actually going in a cycle, and we think that we have a long time to go. But remembering that death is a fact of life that can bring a deep level of sobriety and gravity and clarity in our priorities. Many times, lifestyle management gurus ask people to do a thought exercise where, if they are just on the verge of death with just a few months remaining, what would be the things that they would do? Those are things that are the most important to them. And then they ask that, live with that in mind. That's actually not a new or a modern or a Western principle. It's actually a traditional spiritual teaching that begin with the end in the mind. Remember that death is the end, and we want to do the most important things before we meet our death. So, it brings, as I said, sobriety, gravity and clarity. Meditation on death. Meditation on not just death as a remote event that may happen to us, but it is a ongoing, relentless process that is already happening to us. And by understanding this, we can prepare ourselves. We can cut down on trivial and unnecessary things and focus on the vital and substantial values and purposes of our life. So, in the context of Arjuna, this verse implies that, Arjuna, you know that death is inevitable, that you cannot protect your loved ones by avoiding to fight, because they are going to die. And therefore, do not become sentimental. Naptom shochitumara. Do not lament for that which is unavoidable. You will not be able to save them from death by avoiding fighting. Death was swooping down on them and on you, on everyone. And it will keep swooping down no matter what you do. So, the important thing is, what are we to do when we understand that death is swooping down on us? It is not that we live lives that are paranoid, but rather that we live lives that are purposeful, with the purpose that we raise our consciousness to the spiritual level, by which we will be able to transcend the miseries of death. And we will, more importantly, be able to get out of the cycle of birth and death. So that is the purpose of contemplation on death. And now for Arjuna to follow the process for transcending death, for raising one's consciousness above the mortal material level, the process is doing his dharma of Kshatriya as fighting. So, oh Arjuna, you will not be able to avoid the inevitable death, but by giving up your fighting, all that you will get is you will perpetuate your stay in the cycle of birth and death. You will increase your entanglement with death, but by doing your duty, you will be preparing to raise your consciousness above death, and therefore do your duty. And do not let lamentation distract you from your duty of fighting. So now one more point that is mentioned in this verse is Dhruvam Janma Mrutasya Cha, that for those who die, they are also going to take birth again. So the soul is never destroyed. So the soul, as long as in the material world, has to have some material body, and a soul will get some other body. So do not think that your loved ones will be permanently bereaved. They will get some other body. That's a fact of life. And actually, because they are old now, by freeing them from this body, you'll be accelerating the process by which you'll be by which they'll get a next body, a better body, a fresh young body. So that change of that departure from this body and acquisition of new body is inevitable for them. Apariharyarthe, that is inevitable. So you will not be able to stop it. So why stop your duty in trying to stop that which is unstoppable? Rather, do your duty so that you can raise your consciousness above the unstoppable charge of death. Thank you.